After Wanda leaves to go to work at the Mexican diner, Parley raids the refrigerator in another of his afternoon rituals, then shuffles his way down to the Piggly Wiggly grocery store in search of his big brother and bandmate, shopping cart Parker, who works there during the day, bagging groceries and rounding up shopping carts in the parking lot. He can usually be found loafing back behind the store in the alley beside the big green Dipsy dumpster, toking on a marijuana cigarette during one of his frequent breaks from herding shopping carts. We now join Parley as he approaches the dumpster to find Parker deep in conversation with one of his co-workers, a clean-cut high school kid working as a part-time bag boy.
Well, I'm telling you like it is, kid. The establishment wants you to fail. Don't let your old man make you go to college and be one of them goofy tax accountants. A taxidermist, now there's a profession for you, son. Have you ever seen the beauty of a stuffed water moccasin mounted on a piece of driftwood in the strike position?
What are y'all two fellas talking about?
Howdy, little brother. We just discussing about how young Orville here done gone and got his little cousin Lurleen pregnant. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Except we really gotta get ourselves a paying gig at a honky-tonk real soon, or else Wanda's gonna up and leave me. Too bad they won't let us play down at the Blue Goose no more. They ain't right for kicking us out just because one of our snakes got loose and ate their mascot.
Yeah, and you remember what Big Bobby Earl said he'd do to us if and we ever showed up at the Possum Palace again. Hey, what about that new place out on Highway 9, the Booby Bungalow? They is taking auditions for a band, you know. And they got naked women and everything.
Nope, won't work. They ain't gonna want us with no dang drummer. And besides, Wanda'll throw a hissy fit for sure if she even thinks I done been down at that Booby Bungalow with them naked women prancing around. I ran that by her this morning and she weren't having no part of it. But dang it, we got to find somewheres to play and get paid for it and soon, or I'm gonna have to go find a real job.
Well then, I ain't sure what to tell you, Parley. We done been run out of pert near every honky-tonk from here to Talladega. Just where in tarnation was you figuring on us playing at? Your backyard and charging admission?
No, don't be silly, Parker. That's a... Hey, hold on just a doggone minute there. I think you done give me an idea.
I did?
You sure did. Just think what it'd be like if we had our own juke joint to play at all the time. And couldn't nobody ever run us off no more. And folks could come there and have a hold down with some good eating, pool tables, and snake handling and everything.
Yeah, and waitresses and them little Daisy Duke cutoff britches.
Hell yeah, and sawdust on the floor.
And signs on the bathroom door saying, steers and heifers.
Yeah, and our juke joint would have to have a real good name, like the...
I got it. The Snake Pit.
The Snake Pit. Well, slap the dog and spit in the fire, Parker. We done got ourselves a real good idea for a honky-tonk. And as much as my big wife Wanda likes to cook, she could run the kitchen and fix all them good victuals for everybody.
Sure. Everybody loves Wanda's cooking down at the Bandito Burrito. It's the best in Lick Skillet. Even better than Shirley Crump's over at the Eat and Go.
Yeah, but the only problem is, where in Lick Skillet could we put the Snake Pit? And how in the Sam hell are we supposed to pay for a place to put it nohow? I ain't got no money, and Wanda's saving for that dang double wide she wants so bad. Oh, Lordy, Wanda'll never go for this in a million ding-dang years.
Now hold on just a cotton-picking second, Parley. I just thought of something. Remember how that fancy-talking lawyer supposed to get Cousin Buford all that money on account of that faulty slot machine lever of whacking him in the nuts at the casino?
Yeah, I remember. He said he's gonna use it to open up his own beer store and boutique so he could get drunk and look at women all day long.
Well, I was thinking maybe we can talk old Buford into opening the snake pit with us instead.
You reckon there's a chance he would?
He just might. If we can convince him, he'll still get to drink beer and look at women all day long.